Welcome to Apple Viz.
Welcome to this Apple Viz podcast. I'm Scott Davert with a demonstration of how to send iTunes gift cards using the App Store or iTunes Store. This is the 2016 edition. A little bit has changed since I last recorded this about a year ago. So that is the reason for the redo. I am running iOS 10.2 on my iPhone SE, and I'll be using the App Store for this demonstration, but if you use the iTunes Store, you will pretty much do the same thing, the only difference being that you're going to activate the Music tab, and you'll find the Send Gift button near the bottom of that screen. That hasn't changed, for sure. It's been in the same place. I think this is the third year in a row I've done this, and it's always been located there. I know we haven't had a Redeem iTunes gift card podcast in a while. I think that's been maybe 4 years now, three years, maybe four. But I get Kohl's for the holidays. Unfortunately, you can't buy that in the App Store or in the iTunes Store, so someone else is going to have to do that one. Anyway, all the preliminary stuff out of the way, let's go ahead and get into the demonstration. I have VoiceOver Focus set to the App Store. I'll go ahead and open it.
App Store, in progress. Star Wars trademark sign, Commander, Games, button.
That means I'm in the Featured tab, obviously, which is the tab I want, but if I wasn't sure, I could hit the lower left corner of the screen.
Selected, Featured, tab. 1 of 5.
That's the tab I want. And if it's not selected, of course, you double tap to get it. It's a little bit tricky, just like last year, because we have that annoying carousel of text that rotates around. And it makes it a little difficult to find the Send Gift button sometimes. Typically, you'll find it by flicking left 3 times. I'll go ahead and do that now.
Learn more about in-app purchase Parents Guide to iTunes button.
Now, it already jumped around, so unfortunately, what you have to do when that happens is go back to the tabs at the bottom, then go back left again pretty quickly, and you'll find it that way. Good luck finding it with your finger and hunting around the screen, because again, that carousel is just rotating around, and sometimes it's not even there, I don't think.
Selected. Featured. Terms and Apple ID. Send gift. Button.
There we go.
Send gift. Send gift. Cancel. Button.
And, that's a good demonstration of why a carousel is annoying and nobody should use them. But I guess I'm preaching to the choir on that because, you know, there's really no consistent experience there. You saw that what I had the second time around was totally different when I flicked backwards the first time. Let's go ahead and look at this screen and see the different options that we have before we proceed.
Cancel. Button. Send gift. Heading. Next. Dimmed. Button. To. Button. From Scott. Text field. Message. 200 characters max. Gift redeemable in U.S. store only. $15. Button. $25. Button. $100. Button. Other. Text field. Send gift. Heading. Selected. Today. Button. iTunes gift terms and conditions. Button. Heading.
So that's the entire screen. Now we'll go through each option and describe it. I'm going to go back to the upper left corner, though.
Cancel. Button.
And the To button is in the kind of upper right part of the screen. I'll just flick to it for consistency's sake.
Send gift. Next. To. Button.
So, of course, if I double tap here.
Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start. Quick nav off.
Nice and simple. You just enter either somebody in your address book, or if you don't have their email address in your contacts, you will have to enter their email address manually. The person I want to send it to is my brother, Jim, and he is in my contacts, along with his email address, so I'll type Jim. I just typed it in on my Braille display. And now located above, kind of in the center, right above the on-screen keyboard, after I type his name, now I will see
Jim Davert, home, at gmail.com.
And I edited out his email address, because I don't want him getting all sorts of spam. But that is indeed who I want to send this to. So I can go ahead and double tap it. You do have to go and select it, just like when you're sending anything else. You know, you have to actually, when it comes up in your address book, you do actually have to, you know, double tap to select it. You have to do that here as well. Now, if I had had an email address entered, I would have to enter the email address and then press enter or return on the on-screen keyboard in order to get that to come up. You can't send it to a phone number. So say, for example, I have a lot of friends in my contacts who I just have their phone number. If I enter that in, this option is not going to come up. You can only send it to email addresses. You cannot send gift cards to phone numbers. Anyway, that said, I will double tap.
Minus 92 signal strength. Status bar item.
And it puts me in the status bar. I don't know why, but believe it or not, that means it worked. If it hadn't, it would have not moved. So I'm going to go back to the to field now.
Next, to at gmail.com button.
And there it is. It shows that I have entered that information incorrectly. Not incorrectly as in not correct, but I have entered it into that field correctly. I should make that distinction. Let's go on to the next field now.
From Scott, text field.
I don't know if I want to change this. I think I'll just keep it as it is, but you could put anything in here you want, like your annoying brother or, I don't know, whatever.
Message, 200 characters max.
Here you can enter a message. This is fully accessible. I'll go ahead and double tap.
Message. Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start. Quick nav off.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas! Exclamation point. And if I want to read that again, I can flick left and then back to the right if I want. There's a number of ways you can do this, of course.
Quick nav on. Message. Text field is editing. Wishing you a Merry Christmas. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
Good enough for me. We'll go on now.
Gift redeemable in U.S. store only.
So if you have a friend that is in another country from the one that is on this iTunes account that you're using, you're not going to be able to send it to them. I have a good friend in Switzerland, for example, and I can't send him a gift card unless I create an iTunes gift card that is based in Switzerland. Kind of crazy, but that's their regulation.
$15 button.
Here we have the options of what we want to send. I guess I'll send him $25. That's the next one.
$25 button. Selected. $25.
And this now consistently works. If you remember, in earlier editions, I had to double tap it a couple times to get it to do that, but now it seems like it works just fine.
$100 button.
That's a lot of money.
Other text field.
You can specify your own amount if you want.
Send gift. Heading. Selected. Today button.
Now, it's not yet Christmas, so I'm not going to send it today. Now, if I go to the right again,
iTunes gift terms and conditions button heading.
What you didn't see there was the ability to select a different date, which is certainly available. I'll go back to the left to the today option.
Selected today button.
I'll double tap.
Selected today.
Now if I go to the right,
18 selected picker item adjustable.
We have the day, which we can choose. Today's the 18th, so a week from today I'm going to send it.
19.
I'll just
20,
flick up.
21, 20, 23, 24, 25. Selected.
And this is actually one of the nice things. Last year, if you remember, I had to go back and forth and rapidly flick up to get to the correct date. Now I don't have to do that.
2016. Selected. Picker item. Adjustable.
That's what I want.
2016. Selected. Picker item.
Interestingly, adjustable. It did miss the month. Let me go back to the left.
25. Selected. December. Selected. Picker item. Adjustable.
So it's there. And sometimes this happens and sometimes not. I don't know why. It's not consistent. But sometimes it'll land you on the day. Sometimes it lands you on the month. If you want to change the month, you can flick back to the left and find it there. Now I have all the information that I wish to fill out. I'm going to go back and find our friend the next button, which is in the upper left center of the screen.
Head next button. Next, select theme. Back button.
So now we're on the select theme screen.
Select theme. Heading. Next button. Gift theme. iTunes multi. Page 1 of 7. Adjustable. Page 1 of 7. Adjustable.
That's all that's on this screen. I don't know what multi means. Probably multicolored, I guess. I don't know. So let me try and flick up now.
Page 2 of 7.
Okay, now let's go back to the left and see what we have.
Gift theme. iTunes teal.
Yeah, it must be the color then, because now we have teal. We'll go back to the right.
Page 7 of 7. Adjustable.
Remember this from last year? It is still not fixed. Now if I go back to the left again.
Gift theme. iTunes teal.
It still says teal. I have no idea if that's actually correct. Let me go back to the right, because I'd rather do the multicolored option.
Page 7 of 7. Page 6 of 7.
I flick down.
Gift theme. iTunes teal.
But it still says teal. I don't know if there are multiple versions of teal or what. I don't know if that's a bad alt text description or if it's just simply not working.
Page 7 of 7. Adjustable.
So if I flick down again.
Page 6 of 7. Page 5 of 7.
There it goes.
Page 5 of 7. Gift theme. iTunes teal.
Still says teal. So I don't know. I don't know if it's actually changing or not. I mean, it's reporting a different page number, but I don't actually know if it's giving us something different or if it's the same theme or what the heck is going on. I want to go back to the multicolor option. So I'm going to go back and flick up now.
Page 7 of 7. Adjust to page 7 of 7.
Yeah, okay. I guess I got to flick all the way back down.
Page 3 of 7. Page 2 of 7. Page 1 of 7. Page 1 of 7. Page 1 of 7. Page 1 of 7.
Okay, 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 okay. I have no idea why it repeated that four times, but anyway, there you have it. I'll flick back to the left.
Gift theme. iTunes teal.
Still says teal. Let me try going back to the right and double tapping.
Page 7 of 7. Adjustable.
That's interesting. Now it says page 7.
Page 7 of 7. Page 7 of 7. Adjustable. Gift theme. iTunes teal.
Whatever. I mean, it would be nice if I could actually select it. So if you want the multicolored option instead of the teal option, my advice to you would be to choose that right away. I'm going to go back to the left now.
Next button.
Double tap.
Next review. Back button. Review. Heading. Buy. Button. Confirm your gift. You will be charged for this gift immediately upon purchase, too. Sender. Scott. From. Scott Davert. Message. Wishing you a Merry Christmas. Amount. $25. Send on. December 25th, 2016.
Now, I highly recommend that you make sure that it's sending on the date you want to send it on. And the reason for that is that I walked through this process one other time before I recorded the podcast, and I found that it didn't actually select another day, even though I went through all of the options of, you know, using the adjustable item to choose a different date. It didn't actually do it. It simply left today selected, and I only found that out by going to the confirmation and actually looking at it.
Theme. iTunes teal.
So that is what we have.
Total $25. iTunes gift terms and conditions. iTunes gift terms and conditions. Button.
That's the end of the screen. So now I can go back to the buy button if I want.
Confirm your gift. Buy. Button.
There it is. I'll double tap and that will do it for.
Buy. Buy now. Button.
The demonstration, except I have to do it two times.
Buy now. Buy. Button. Alert. Secure text field is editing. Password. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Entering my password.
Back button.
Now we're waiting. Maybe.
Confirmation. Heading.
There we go. I've been in New York too long. I'm not very patient with this.
Done. Button. You've successfully scheduled your $25 iTunes gift.
I'll go back to done.
Done. Button. Done. Featured. Heading.
And that is the end of the process. So it's a little quirky still, but the important parts, I think, are accessible. You know, the theme isn't really that important, not to me anyway. Thank you very much for listening. I hope every one of you have a wonderful and happy holiday season, whichever holiday it is that you are celebrating. And thank you very much for listening to the AppleViz podcast. It's been a wonderful year of recording podcasts, and I look forward to another year of the same next year. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleViz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.